you might think you're not a judgmental person, but you are judgmental. We all are, and this is going to prove it. Is there a possession someone could have that automatically makes you dislike them? And here are some of the best ones I've heard. Any sort of multi-level marketing or pyramid scheme product like Herbalife or Amway, Ed Hardy or Affliction shirts, hats, or belts, yoga pants or sweatpants with the word sexy on the back, T-shirts that say keep calm and then, you know, something corny, hipster glasses without lenses in them, an old crappy car with giant chrome wheels, and a dog in a purse. Those are some of the things that possessions that somebody could have that automatically makes you dislike them. So earlier this month, there was a woman in Australia. Her name is Jacinta Rosewarne. She found her dog Charlie in her garage, and he's a tiny Maltese terrier. He just finished licking up a big pool of antifreeze off the floor. Antifreeze has ethylene glycol in it, which can cause kidney failure and kill you, let alone a tiny little dog. Apparently, Jacinta didn't know what was wrong at that point, so she rushed him to the vet, who figured it out immediately, and to save Charlie's life, they put a tube down his throat and started pumping him full of booze. Yeah, liquor, alcohol, vodka to be exact. It turns out that alcohol alters the chemicals in antifreeze and makes it easier for your body to flush them out, so over the course of 2 days, they force-fed Charlie about a fifth of vodka, and remember, he's just a tiny little dog. And according to Jacinta, he was intoxicated, completely hammered the entire time. Quote, he was stumbling around. I'd go to pet him and he pushed me away. He also kept whining and threw up a little bit. But 2 days later, Charlie's only problem was a massive hangover. Jacinta says she tried to take him for a walk, but he didn't want to go. He just wanted to sleep all day. But he is going to be all good because that fifth of vodka got rid of the lethal amount of antifreeze. I don't want to say this marriage is doomed less than a week after the wedding, but I wouldn't place any long-term bets on this couple's future. A couple got married over the weekend, and on Sunday night, they hopped on a Delta flight in Atlanta for their honeymoon in Costa Rica. But once they were in the air, things got bad. The groom was drunk, and he got in a massive drunken argument with his brand new wife. And it got so bad on this flight that it was diverted to the Cayman Islands, where the guy was escorted off the plane and arrested for drunk and disorderly conduct. Meanwhile, the bride decided to continue on to Costa Rica without him. So right now, she's in Costa Rica on her honeymoon solo, and he's still locked up in the Cayman Islands. Couple's names weren't released. We do know they are U.S. citizens, but that's it. The man could be facing more charges under international air laws. Some random facts for you on your Tuesday. Emetophobia. Probably didn't say that right. Emetophobia. It's an extreme fear of throwing up. It's not that common, but about 90% of the people who have it are female. In 2013, for the eighth year in a row, the cost of making pennies and nickels cost more than the value of the coins. Pennies cost 1.8 cents to make. Nickels cost 9.4 cents. That means taxpayers lost $105 million on pennies and nickels last year. In watch advertisements, the watches all virtually all showing the time as 10:10. And it's the best way to frame the logo on the watch and makes it look like the watch is smiling. The only American president ever to own a patent is Abraham Lincoln. He was a lawyer. He patented a flat-bottom boat design, but it never went to market. And it is possible to overdose on Brussels sprouts. They have high levels of vitamin K, which can promote blood clotting. So if you take blood thinners and power down several dozens Brussels sprouts, it could send you to the hospital. Don't know anybody who would want to eat Brussels sprouts anyways. There you go. That's your stack of leftovers for Tuesday, brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.